stop or closure.
Steinberg.
Our co-host this week is Chris O'Brien. This is the Paracast, and I'm Gene Steinberg. And we have had quite a bit of reaction in the forums and from email and even on iTunes as a result of the changeover from an online, strictly online broadcast to one that is carried by terrestrial stations in the U.S. by the GCN radio network. Of course, what that means is once you're on commercial radio, there are more ads. And that's how it works. We use what they call a system clock, which tells us how much programming we have for every segment, and they have to be within a tenth of a second, ladies and gentlemen. Really, I'm serious. And then how much is for commercials and for local news. Now, what this means is that every three-hour show has about 12 minutes more content than we used to have with a two-hour show. The rest is news and also the announcements. Some people said, why so many commercials? Other podcasts don't have commercials. Well, folks, here's the reason. And it's really practical. Most podcasts are hobbies. People are just going to their microphones or their headsets, and they're putting out a radio show. Let's play radio show. And some of them are really, really interesting things that have no commercial appeal but provide loads of fascinating information. Some just present music. The point being that they are not commercial ventures, therefore there are no ads. The other problem is advertisers don't take podcasts seriously. There are too many of them. They don't know which to advertise on, which not. So generally speaking, they don't advertise. There are a few networks out there that do submit advertising to podcasts. But the reason they don't carry ads is not because they don't want to. It's because they can't get any. Now, the other thing that's happening here, of course, is every time we have a guest, we have lots of reactions in our forums at forum.theparacast.com. And on our episode 2 weeks ago, we had publisher, author, adventurer David Hatcher Childress on the show, a very close friend of our co-host Chris O'Brien. And as you notice, Chris, some people weren't too happy about the way he approached these subjects.
Evidently not. Jeez. Well, one thing I really should say here, Gene, is it's really tough to be all things to all people. I don't think it's our job to nail people's ears back. There are a lot of aspects of David's work that I personally have questions about. The bottom line is, though, that the guy's been in, 105 countries. He generally every year travels two or three months out of the year around the world. He has visited all the sites that he writes and researches, writes about. He's worked, his work has dovetailed with some of the brightest minds in diffusionist archaeology. He's not an armchair guy. He doesn't just cherry pick other people's theories and work. He goes out in the field and actually does the heavy lifting out there around the world. And it's very difficult to sum up 30 plus years of research and thinking and theorizing in a short 2 hour, amount of time. So we're going to have David back on. I think it would be great to start a thread on the Paracast forum for potential questions for David. I think we should move on and really, I think, dive into some of the theorizing that he presented. He just touched on so many different things. We didn't have the time to go deeply into some of the subjects that he broached.
Now, one of the things we should point out also, Chris, is the fact that because he was basically covering the highlights, the conclusions, we couldn't stop at every single question and say, okay, David, prove that. Where's your evidence? But once we focus more tightly on a subject, for example, he has a new book out on Sasquatch, and we want to bring him back to talk about that. We're going to look at every piece of evidence, see if it passes muster, see the stuff that fits in woo-woo land. You like that, woo-woo land, right? Is that trickster place, woo-woo land?
Yeah, it's where the trickster goes on vacation, I think.
Oh, I just thought he went to the local brothel or something.
No, the trickster goes on vacation in woo-woo land. You're right. I think it would be a lot more in-depth if we did try to rein our subject down a little bit and really dive into some of the more interesting aspects of his research. I mean, the guy has written 30 books, I mean, and published, I don't know, hundreds. So, you know, he's not a quick study, and we definitely need to spend a little time. I think if we narrow our focus subject matter-wise, I think that we'll be able to get into his work and his thinking a lot more in-depth. For those skeptical types on the forums, I think they'll appreciate that.
I think if the trickster doesn't show up on their lawn, on the front lawn, or come through the window, some people won't believe there's a trickster even, or a Sasquatch. They don't want to read about a Sasquatch. They want that Sasquatch to be coming to their home.
Yeah.
They want it to basically press the doorbell and say, "Hi, I'm a Sasquatch. Take me to your leader." Or give me a bagel and cream cheese, depending on their point of view.
Exactly. Well, yet they'll go to church every Sunday. So, you know.
Wait a minute. We don't know about the religious persuasions of Sasquatch. Maybe they're Jewish. They go to a temple on Friday night. Maybe they're Muslims. You know, it doesn't matter, you know.
Right. Okay, so he goes to temple. You know, again, I really do think that that David is.
Hello, I'm a Sasquatch. You should know from it.
A Sasquatch. What is Sasquatch like? They must like matzo ball, right? Matzo ball soup.
Actually, it's Sasquatch soup. You know, they get mishmash soup. You know what that is? You go to a kosher restaurant, get mishmash. It's a mixture of kreplach, which is kind of like a kosher wonton, a matzo ball, noodles, and chicken. It is delicious. What are we talking about soup for?
Sounds like penicillin.
It is. This is Jewish penicillin first class.
Yeah, manishma.
Okay. When did this start?
The Sasquatch soup or the
or the dropping of that language there, that statement?
Oh, she go on. I learned some Hebrew.
You learned some Hebrew. You probably know more Hebrew than I do. It's been, you know, 100 years since I studied Hebrew.
Right.
But that's good to know. Okay, so we're going to have a Hebrew language section of this show, I think. But seriously speaking, by the time you hear this show, which is going to be basically the first weekend of August, we're going to have a forum over at forum.theparacast.com. Questions for David Hatcher Childress.
Oh,
you'll ask your questions. The next time he's here, we'll ask those questions. No promises as to whether you will believe him or not. But one thing we're not going to do, you know, we got into a couple of nasty habits in the old administration of the PowerCast, where after a guest left, we'd have the Monday morning quarterback thing. And that's not bad. Sometimes it's a good idea to have a commentary. But sometimes certain people would use that to trash a guest. Now, it doesn't mean we have to agree with what the guest says. A lot of times we don't. And we'll still ask the hard questions. But, you know, we need to get along sometimes because these subjects are complicated. There isn't a yes or no answer, and sometimes the maybe is very broad.
I'll say.
Now, one of the things you've done amongst all the people who we've had on the show, a lot of people who are involved in research, you've gone out there and spent years checking things. And our guest this week, Ted Phillips, studies trace evidence of UFO sightings. And certainly you, in your studies of various strange places around the country, you've done on-site research.
Yeah. Ted's one of the people that I modeled my approach after. I think Ted is one of the more important figures in the history of UFO investigation. I've known Ted for many years, and he kind of keeps a low profile, and a lot of just your rank and file buffs out there aren't really, I think, that familiar with Ted. And I think this is going to be a really fun show. We're going to show what a true pioneer in this field is like, and what his manner and method and techniques and some of the results of his work are. And I'm really looking forward to this, Gene. Ted is Ted's the real deal. And, of course, he was a protege of J. Allen Hynek and has amassed the largest database of landing trace cases that we know of. I think he's up probably over 5,000 cases. I know 3,000 real solid cases, but in terms of the total number of cases that he has in his database, I mean, it's quite impressive.
Ted Phillips coming up next on
The Paracast.
As you know, the PowerCast is brought to you by Audible.com, the Internet's leading provider of audiobooks. With more than 75,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature and featuring audio versions of many New York Times bestsellers, for listeners of the PowerCast, Audible.com is offering a free audiobook to give you a chance to try out their service. One book to consider, for example, is Above Top Secret, The Worldwide UFO Cover-Up by Timothy Good. Timothy Good, as you know, has been a guest on the PowerCast. Yet another book worth considering from Audible.com is Lies and Deception, UFOs and the Secret Agenda, from Timothy Good once again, and also from our old friend Nick Pope. As you know, Nick Pope has also been on the PowerCast. This is another book that you're definitely going to want to check out. For this book or another free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/powercast. That's audiblepodcast.com/powercast.
Hi, this is Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources. It is becoming painfully obvious the Washington bailout is running out of steam and the economy is showing signs of a double-dip recession. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are majority of your assets tied up in the stock or bond market? If so, are those assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless, and it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kranchnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kranchnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mph wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
You're in the Paracast. You never know what's going to happen next.
Ted Phillips has been on the scene investigating UFO cases, trace cases, for many, many years. And that's unlike some people who basically sit behind the armchair, and we need their people, too. We need people who do that, too. But he gets on the scene to see what's going on. And the last time you were on the show, which has got to be a year or two ago, Ted, and that is you were talking about this area of the country that you call Marley Woods, where a lot of strange stuff was going on. Where does that stand now?
Well, the interesting thing about Marley Woods is I've been there 12 years, And the interesting thing is it gets more interesting every year. And I, of course, have done a lot of research into its kind of parallel universe, the Skinwalker Ranch, and have obtained quite a lot of very good information. So it turns out, after all these years, that the Marley Woods is evolving, if you will, just pretty well as Skinwalker has, as far as types of events and results from those types of events. And so I'm using the Skinwalker events and history as kind of a baseline for Marley, and it's right there.
Okay, you know what? Maybe we should look at the comparisons, because we know that Skinwalker Ranch is an area where a lot of strange stuff goes on. But maybe for listeners who've just joined the show, we've had quite a few since we went on the network, exactly what kind of events are we talking about?
Well, at Skinwalker, they have tried to obtain images, still and video and so on, and have hit a lot of major problems in that they have security people that monitor the equipment in the area, and they will look at a camera that's out. Suddenly it just stops operating, and they go to the camera, and either it has no track down problems, but it's just stopped working, or the hard line from the camera to the storing area is cut into about 500,000 tiny little pieces, and or the camera is greatly damaged, or the camera's gone. And so then as they put up cameras to watch cameras, a camera, for example, would disappear, and the camera watching the camera had no indication of an individual walking up and taking it. It's just there, one frame, and the next frame, no camera, and that sort of stuff. And I've started to encounter that at Marley in the last year. And they have numerous well-documented sightings of large, very odd animal-like creatures. And lo and behold, we now have that at Marley, and started about a year and a half ago. And the types of objects seen, the small light balls, and I call them, myself, I call them light balls because I don't want people to confuse them with what is commonly known as an orb, which is generally the result of dust particles in front of a digital camera, and has nothing at all to do with this stuff. And the light balls are actually a self-contained light that ranges from the size of a baseball up to a beach ball, and in some cases we've seen the things 10 feet across. And silent, no visible means of support. And I watched one 2 weeks ago for almost 2 hours, a gold-colored outfit, and very small. And the thing cut maneuvers that you just, I mean, you think you're going nuts when you watch this thing. And
Let's define that. What do you mean by going nuts in terms of watching this? Of course, I'm going nuts quite often just hosting a paranormal radio show, and people say
well,
that I'm
yeah.
certifiable.
Yeah. Well, by going nuts, I mean you're standing there in the dark watching this, and you start to question, am I really seeing what I'm seeing? Because it is so out of the ordinary to the extreme that you begin to doubt your own own vision. And yet over a period, well, I photographed the thing, and the camera is not influenced by my insanity, and the camera sees it, so okay, it was there. And but I'm telling you, if you ever see one of these things, and the motion is way incredible, And the motion is so incredibly smooth. And here it is just silently sailing across the sky for perhaps 40, 50 degrees, stopping instantly and following about the same path back to its original point, going straight up, going in circles, coming down to the ground. And that's the second of the gold light balls that I've actually personally seen. The other one was about 3 feet off the ground, and three of us watched as it maneuvered around trees in a very dense woods, and pretty spectacular stuff.
Let me ask you a fast question here. This strange phenomenon, this alone, what you're talking about, could that be some kind of natural effect?
No. 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 I watched two of those one evening flying side by side, and they were identical in size and shape, color, brightness, and they looked like two old 1930s type automobile headlights, about that size, same configuration, sharp outline, and they were flying about 3 feet apart. They were 60 feet from me, so I had a really good view, and they were coming through a lightly wooded area. And they maintained exactly the same distance apart as they're moving. And as they would both turn to the right and go around a tree, they maintained this same distance. And so in respective positions. And on one occasion, I actually did see them go one on each side of a tree. So they were not connected. And they flew along there for about 35 seconds, then out into a field, and they made a pretty sharp right angle turn. And as they did so, I could no longer see them.
Okay, and, so they're basically doing the kind of maneuvers that are common with some UFOs.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, except they're so much smaller. So... And, you know, they have the, a lot of times, they've been reported, I haven't got to see this one exactly yet, but, the light ball would be seen 6 feet above the ground. It would ascend vertically 6 feet, come back down, go back up 6 feet, go 6 feet to the left. Now, these are approximate, but the witnesses were close.
Okay, so we have fixed maneuvers, and I want to cover that more in more detail.
Yeah.
We have UFO paranormal trace researcher Ted Phillips. Co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the PowerCast. Okay, neighbors, here's the problem. Face-to-face business meetings with clients and colleagues are always going to be important. But business travel is a hassle, and it's often a complete waste of money. Well, here's a solution for you. Do more, travel less with GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting is an award-winning online meeting service brought to you by Citrix. With just a click, host sales presentations, training sessions, or product demos right from your own desk. Avoid the hassle of traveling and still exceed your sales goals. Plus, GoToMeeting is just $49 a month for unlimited online meetings. Plus, voice over IP and phone conferencing is included. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 45 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com/podcast. Once again, GoToMeeting free for 45 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com/podcast.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Question: what would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
On air, online,
and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
We have co-hosts Chris O'Brien, Ted Phillips, UFO trace evidence researcher. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. Chris, you want to pick up on the questioning?
Yeah, this case, Ted, sounds like what I would call is a real litmus test, I think, for actual techniques and equipment that we need to monitor a location-specific area like this. Now, are you using light-aided equipment? Do you have infrared cameras on these objects, or is it standard? Is it a standard video setup?
Well, actually, I have a couple of IR cameras, and primarily what we're using right now is an array of 8 CCD imagers going into a DVR storage, and that way those things can operate 24/7, and when I'm there, I and some of the team members can go out to other areas, knowing that if something happens, we're going to have it, and we can try to get closer to the smaller objects and objects near the ground. And we do have in development right now, as a matter of fact, it's being tested right now, an incredible array which will not only photograph in very high definition the objects, but it will also lock on and track them, and giving you all kinds of telemetry, and it will have or has an electromagnetic detector and a lot of bells and whistles. I mean, it's an extreme outfit, and it's being developed far more late by a very well-known motion picture person, and obviously I can't give the name, but so we're working along those lines. And my primary interest, and I know what you're saying, and it is a hugely important part of the research, being able to monitor, image, and track these things even at a distance. But my big thing is trying to get as close as possible for personal observation and also photography. So we're working both ends of that. But you're totally right. If you look at what's going on, it's another baseline for imaging equipment. What does it need to do to get what we, the data we really need?
And right, exactly. So, I'm going through the same thing right now with the San Luis Valley project that I'm doing, which is similar in scope to your effort, although I will be covering, I think, a larger geographic area. How about additional type of instrumentation? You mentioned that you do have some EM detectors and other types of gear. What other approaches in terms of instrumentation are you taking?
Well, we're looking at light spectrum, which is kind of difficult because things on occasion appear for just seconds. And the longer duration objects seem to be almost constantly in motion. And yep. It's the new array, however, when it's locked on, we'll follow that. And we'll get some really great spectral analysis data.
So you're using some sort of is it a lens that's gathering the spectra that's dividing the light up, or
yes,
like a blaze grating?
Yeah. Right.
Which, and you have to be 90 degrees, I think, to the actual light source. That makes it
yes.
difficult when objects are moving.
Yes, it does. And, you know, what kind of amazes me, but I guess I understand it too, people occasionally will say, well, why don't you have more really sharp, definitive photographs? Well, you go out in the pitch black night out in the woods, and I don't care how many cameras you have or people, the way these things seem to operate, it's a very difficult job. Now, we have some really, I think, good photos and some great video, considering the circumstances. I mean, it's not like going out to the county fair and taking night pictures, as you well know.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's boy, if we could only be so lucky. Another quick question. You know, I heard kind of through the grapevine here about a year ago about a pretty disturbing event that according to this person, took place there, where an animal was found horribly disfigured and killed. And I do seem to recall some sort of structural damage that was done, I think, to a barn or to some corral configuration. Mm-hmm. You want to tell us about that, or can you?
Yes. One of the areas, a rancher had really a very expensive kind of a pet horse, and it was kept in a tubular steel corral. And every morning he would drive out to the ranch, and first thing he would go up to the corral and talk to the horse and pet it and so on. And he rode this horse quite often. But at any rate, this particular morning he went out and the horse was fine. He talked to the horse. I don't know if the horse had anything to say, but anyway, after they visited, he got in the pickup and he drove to another section of the ranch. 15 minutes or less, he comes back. And no horse in the corral. And one section of the tubular steel corral is pushed down to the ground outwardly from inside the corral. And he looks everywhere because this horse, if he got out, would stay right around the area, very, very tame. And so he's calling the horse, and he notices the old barn some distance from there. And he notices that the front door, a large, heavy wooden door, is badly damaged and kind of pushed in and down a little bit. And he walks into the barn, and he said, you know, I found the horse. And he said it was in smears of blood and tiny horse pieces all over the interior, the walls, the ceiling, the floor. And he said it was just like the horse had exploded. And so how do you do that? How do you force a horse into, control it enough to get it inside a barn? And then what do you do to it to produce that kind of effect in less than 15 minutes?
Well, did he have a veterinary pathologist come out or any sort of there any sort of investigation done with this? Were any samples taken of the animal?
No, I didn't learn of this. Happened in 2003. And this particular witness has been a great help, but he is very reluctant. The guy who owned the ranch before him was considered crazy, honestly crazy, by friends, relatives, and so on, because for years he talked about lights and beams coming out of them, and they would land and all this, and they just assumed he was nuts. And this now is kind of the epicenter of a lot of observations. So the guy wasn't crazy. And so based on that, this rancher, he says it over and over, I don't want people to think I'm crazy. Right. So he's very careful. Even with me, he trusts me because he knows I'm not going to identify him or the property. And eventually, over the years, the trust got to a much greater point. And I was talking to him one afternoon about animal mutilations, the cattle kind. And he said, well, I told you about my horse, didn't I? And, I mean, he thinks in his mind that he's already told me, but he hadn't. And so this was about 5 years after it happened. And so he immediately took us to the barn, which is very close to falling down now. And we looked for anything that might have any kind of sample of anything.
I'll tell you what, we'll pursue that in a moment, Ted. We'll pursue that in a moment. We have Ted Phillips. We're talking about some of his investigations into trace evidence and other stuff regarding paranormal events in various parts of the U.S. Our co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. Hey neighbors, have you been thinking about starting a website? Well, I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a world-famous leader in web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and great selection of templates. Use the coupon code PARACAST. Once again, use the coupon code PARACAST and sign up at this special address, theparacast.com/gator. That's G-A-T-O-R, theparacast.com/gator.
Fate Magazine provides true reports of the strange and unknown. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, life after death, and much, much more. To receive your free issue of Fate Magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio? G-C-N. The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
You've entered another dimension. You've entered the Paracast.
Ted Phillips is our guest this week. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. And when we kind of interrupted you there, you were talking about some of your investigations. You want to pick up on that?
Yes. I had the guys go in and in the barn. And, of course, there was no visible residue of anything after 5 years. But we did take samples even of the wood and some of what looked like impact areas, and especially the doors and so on, because as you well know, 46 years of taking samples, that's really my big thing. And unfortunately, none of the samples produced anything of interest. And so I keep telling him it's very important to let me know, because on the team we have, as far as I'm concerned, the best vet in the country. And I didn't know this guy who's a good friend, didn't know he was even interested in UFOs until about a year ago. And so he's at the ready to do some really good work. And also I've been approached by a microbiologist. He and I have become good friends, and he sent me a lot of DNA analysis equipment and so on, and for getting the samples, and a lot of information on how to do that properly. So we're waiting, and most of the other witnesses, if something happened to one of their animals, I would know it immediately. While they're standing there looking at it, they'd be on the cell phone.
I got to ask you a question here, Ted, before we go on. Marley Woods, you can't tell us exactly what the real name of this place is and where it's located, can you?
No.
Is there a reason for that? Is it privacy for the people who live there?
Yeah, okay. Because these folks don't want 100,000 people tearing the fences down to get in to try to see this stuff.
And also all the 24/7 cable news shows.
Yes, exactly, yeah. And when they went into Skinwalker Ranch in big time and brought in all kinds of people and equipment and buildings and everything, the observations almost totally stopped. And so I'm very concerned about any drastic changes in the environment there. As a matter of fact, when we go into the woods trying to get into like what I call a light ball nest, we don't have flashlights on, very quiet, and don't park vehicles in any of these areas because you don't want to change anything there. And, you know, we don't know enough about these things to know what they respond to. They do seem to be curious about vehicles. That's shown up, of course, down through the years with all kinds of vehicle cases. But in one instance, a family of four pulled into a little cemetery in the area, and it was the night before Halloween, and they wanted to scare the devil out of their kids. Well, one of the kids. They had two sons, 20 and 12. Hopefully the 20-year-old wouldn't have been that frightened, but
that's mean.
Anyway, the
we have a lot of people of that age group now who are going to be putting messages in our forums screaming at us.
Oh no, listen, I absolutely love people in that. I wish to God I was that age again, believe me. But and I tell you what, studies have shown that people in the 17 to I think it's 21 age group are absolutely the best witnesses to events that are out of the ordinary because they're able to retain more detail, they're more observant, and so on. So having said that, to correct a wrong, these people had never seen anything and didn't expect to. They were absolute skeptics, but it's a good Halloween thing for the family, they thought. And they pulled their car into the cemetery, and they're there 20 minutes. Now, I've been over there. I was there 5 months before I saw anything. And 20 minutes, they see this small light coming from the north. And the wife had a very nice HD camera, and she immediately starts videotaping the object. And all in all, she got over 15 minutes of this stuff. And listening to their voices as they talked about what they were seeing is just marvelous audio. And so anyway, this thing came in. It cut all kinds of maneuvers. You can see it very clearly. And eventually then it shoots off to the northeast. And in a matter of 8.5 seconds, two objects come into view. And they said they were about basketball sized. And bright, as they show up on the video. And the two are very close to each other, one above the other. And taking the video frame by frame, you see these beautiful changes in color in each of the objects, different colors in each object, and a kind of faint veil or curtain will develop between the two. And then it disappears, and it's just the two, and then it comes back. And for the first time ever, I've never seen detail like this in light ball imagery. You can very clearly see that it's like looking into an extremely bright light at the center, and on occasion you can see it as sort of a long bar of light, and a rectangular bar of light. And all around it is this cloud-like material that is constantly changing shape. And
like a plasma cloud.
Well,
some sort of plasma event.
I've not seen any really good video of a plasma cloud, but I don't think so. I think it would be quite different from what I know of the plasma responses. But and of course there was no sound. And, of course, number one, to my knowledge, an observation of a plasma display for 15 minutes and not being attached to anything. These things were about 40 feet above the ground. They reached a point 40 feet from the witnesses. And then a third red object, which was smaller, came into view, the most beautiful shades of red that you've ever seen, very intense red center. They took cell phone photos, the 12-year-old, and which are incredibly sharp. And there is a little metal shed over a picnic bench, a very heavy wooden picnic bench, and they were just feet from it. And the red light comes down to within 3 feet or so of the northeast corner of the roof of this shed. And, I mean, it's open on the sides. And they hear an odd sound that they just couldn't figure out what was that, what would make that sound. And they also could hear footsteps in the gravel. And yet they couldn't see anything. And at one point, the 12 and 20-year-olds saw what looked like a dark silhouette of a very large animal-like thing. And so all this is going on, and the two objects go over and stop by a large tree, and they're hovering stationary about 4 feet above the ground. And the husband's describing them as they're videotaping. He said, "Look at that, Debbie." He said, "It looks like a curtain, a white curtain or a white dress hanging there." And so anyway, this is the kind of stuff you can really get your teeth into.
Oh,
and
boy,
the video is astounding. It really is.
Now, you've spent a total of, what, 12, 15 years there?
Pardon?
You've spent a number of years investigating this particular locale, right?
Yeah, December of 98, yeah.
Oh, boy. So we're talking about nearly 12 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And I almost didn't go. The one of the property owners called me in mid-December because he and his family had had a really close, extraordinary observation. And then they started seeing this stuff on a regular basis. And he asked me if I'd come down and try to help him figure out what's going on. Well, I haven't done a very good job in 12 years. But, and I almost...
You figure they get it right in another 15 years, right?
I'm not sure about that.
But, I'll tell you what, we'll pursue this in a moment. We have Ted Phillips. Ted Phillips has been spending nearly 12 years on site in this region, which he calls Marley Woods, to investigate numerous paranormal occurrences. My co-host this week is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the PowerCast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.